I'm Dory Hargrove, and I'm an assistant professor at the Education Department.
And you're doing the next faculty research form. Explain what your topic is.
So my topic is about learning communities, the model, using that model for teacher professional development, and how it helps teachers be able to transfer the stuff that they learn in the professional development into their classroom. When teachers normally get professional development, it's very disjointed from what they're doing in their classroom and doesn't always fit. So when teachers go to traditional type professional developments, they leave and think, I've just wasted an hour of my time. So I conducted a professional development study with some teachers in second grade and kindergarten. And I designed it so they had lots of time to talk with each other and lots of time to try to figure out the new instructional practice that I wanted them to implement into their classroom. And so by them having that community together, they talked about how that really helped them be able to go back and start implementing it. So when they first went to implement it, we came back and we talked again. What went good? What didn't go well? What would you change? And so they all started talking again, and they went back and did it again. And so they had these series of come to the professional development, go use it. And it was all of that community that they said helped them learn.
So it was more interactive and...
Very. The traditional professional developments, you basically, somebody's just teaching you something. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of interaction with other teachers and what should happen. Teachers often leave those thinking, I still don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But with this community that we had going on where they really were able to talk to each other and figure things out, they then were able to feel more successful at implementing.
What made you interested in this research?
Well, my research interest centers around teacher professional development and using high cognitive demand tasks in the classroom for mathematics, because my PhD is in mathematics education. So that's what I was trying to get the teachers to do, was implement mathematics high cognitive demand tasks into their classroom. I wanted to see, does it work for primary, elementary? Because all research has mostly been done in middle school. Some of it's been done in the upper grades of elementary, but never has it been done in primary. Mm-hmm. So primary is very different. The kids are very different then. And so does it work? Can you really implement them in that grade?
So what do you hope people who come to your lecture walk away with? What do you hope they gain out of it?
That we need to find models for professional development for teachers that allow them to be able to feel comfortable implementing new practices, and that professional development really needs to be sustained over time, not just, well, go do it and see you later kind of thing, but where we have to find ways to help teachers learn this information. We can't just teach it and then they go. We have to find ways to help them. And by building a community of learners where they're really able to talk and grapple with it, then they are able then to feel more successful.